Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Paritzman.
Glad to be back with you, and now for the high point of the morning.
All right, Jerry. Jerry knows that the high point of the morning is the Christy Ballou Show.
Right.
But before we start with the Christina Luce show, I just have to say one thing. I was away last week in Paris, and in Paris I was reading about Article 173. But we're making a switch today. We're not going to find out what 173 is about or what it represents until next week. So to find out about Article 173 from Paris, France, you have to tune in to the Christina Luce Show next Friday, and I will bring everybody up to date.
Wow.
Great. So that's a twist.
The suspense is going to be killing me all week. Wow, John.
Okay.
So now we're going to go back to what's going on around the town.
Yes.
Here.
Well, welcome back, John. We missed you last week, of course. And the town is quite busy. We really just want to remind people they've been filling up really quick the seasonal flu shots. We've been getting in service requests, tons and tons. So we really want people to make their appointment because it's definitely something that's important. And the first one is going to be Wednesday, October 19th. That's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Great Neck Social Center. And then on Thursday, October 27th, is the Port Washington Senior Center. And that's 9:30 to 11:30. And then Wednesday, November 9th, is Clinton G. Martin Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And those are all with our Northwell Health partners. Okay. And then with NUMAC, because we also have a nurse from there, she'll be providing the ones in Westbury. And that's on Monday, October 17th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Perfect. Now, those are all free. Mm.
Absolutely free. No insurance needed. You know, you
and
just
what Judy Beiser was saying is the chain drugstores do them. There is a fee, but it's covered with your Medicare.
Right.
So, and you don't have to bring anything.
Right, exactly. Yeah, with this, you don't need to, you know, worry about bringing, you know, your Medicare and so forth proof. But just to remind people that the flu shots that are given out with this program is the is the regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is mercury and preservative free. This is not the enhanced vaccine for those over 60.
Is there MSG in it?
I think they're covering all their bases with this one.
Right.
But we just want to, you know, a lot of seniors call and ask about, you know, the enhanced flu vaccine. Our nurses don't provide that. So this is the one that's provided. But definitely check with your doctor what is right for you if you have any allergies or so forth. So that's that. Call 311 or 869-6311 to make your appointment today because it's definitely something that is important. This Saturday, October 8th at 9:30 a.m., the town is hosting a volunteer coastal cleanup at Manor Haven Beach Park in Port Washington. I think this is a great concept. It's a volunteer. We're asking for volunteers to come and really just to prevent, it's to prevent trash from entering the ocean, raising awareness about the issue of ocean pollution and teaching people what we do on land and the impact it has.
So, what is that?
That is this Saturday, October 8th at 9:30 a.m. at North Hempstead Beach, at Manor Haven Beach Park, excuse me. They're asking volunteers to bring water, old clothes, protective shoes, you know, just in case you're getting wet, you know.
Right,
you're
going
to be getting down and dirty. So I think it's really a great program that Supervisor Bosworth enacted.
That's children, too, can come to that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Everybody. It's just any volunteer.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you just bring trash bags. You know, there's to be snacks and drinks. So it's just,
okay.
It's really raising awareness because, like, you know, we always, you don't really think necessarily about how every little thing impacts, you know, the ocean. So, and Supervisor Bosworth is certainly always on it with these different green initiatives that the town has. And I think it's really wonderful because that's something you could always count in North Hempstead is that it's going to be some kind of innovative program.
Now, you just
on.
Said green initiative.
Mm-hmm.
That has something to do with 173 in Paris also.
See. I'm very good. I'm just getting closer and closer.
Right. Few more
watch
answers.
Out now, John.
a couple more answers. I'll have to listen next week. Right.
And then what is also wonderful, which is one of my favorite events that Community Service puts on, it's the free breakfast on Friday, October 14th for the veterans.
Oh, okay. No.
It's a wonderful, wonderful event. Mm. It's quite the delicious breakfast, too, I must say. And that is at Clinton G. Martin Park. It's really wonderful. There's different speakers there, and there's in the back, there's a couple of organizations that provide services for veterans, and it's really just a wonderful
and
day.
That date again is what?
October 14th.
Right, yeah.
And you have to register.
You have that down, Jerry?
I have it. I hope to be
there.
That's
right. Jerry just whipped out his book and he had it marked down. So Jerry will be there.
Right.
I've never gone to it, but I've heard so much.
It's a packed.
Everybody loves it.
And you meet some great people there. Right. That really is the nicest part of it.
Yeah, it's definitely a packed event. And it's really positive and everyone has their little gear on. Yeah. It's really a wonderful thing. So that is October 14th. So please, please, please call 311 if you are interested to register for that event. And then coming up, which sounds delicious, which I might have to attend myself, is the Autumn Treat event. And that's on Wednesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. at Harbor Links Clubhouse. There will be dramatic readings by playwright and actor Drew Keel, followed by a performance by Swingin' at the Sands. And there will be an assortment of delicious desserts, which sounds great. Tickets cost $15. They're on sale now, so please call 311, and they will give you more details on that. But it's time to do the fall festivals, the autumn season.
Right.
I can't believe we're already here. It's still blowing my mind that we're actually fully in October right now. But
now it flies.
It is here.
Right.
And the town Halloween dances are also coming up. Unfortunately, I found out yesterday the October 21st one at Clinton G. Martin Park is already full.
Really?
They're taking a waiting list if something can't. They're telling people to call closer if anybody canceled. But that is already full. But there is still availability for Friday, October 28th at 11 a.m. at Fuchsia Park in Carr Place.
Okay.
Halloween dances. It was literally people were calling in August to register for these. So it's definitely something that, if you want to go to the Fuchsia Park one, call as soon as possible to book your registration for that one. And going along the pike, Project Independence has started up a lot of its programs again, which is really exciting. The computer course is still going on, which is really just something wonderful. And, we always say in Project Independence, it starts at age 60 and goes onward. So what's great is that some people might not be ready for, social work or transportation or nursing services, but they want to be a part of the program. So we have a lot of these Project Independence volunteers who are now asking to provide a program for us. And I think that is just wonderful. And I've heard great things about this introduction to computer classes at the Yes We Can Community Center. You're learning about how to navigate the internet, emails, Microsoft programs, and that is on Mondays from 10 to 11 at Yes We Can. So it's really a great, great program. We have our social groups are still there. We promote these every week, but they're started up again, and it's a senior talk group we have at Roslyn Community Center. That's Nancy Mizrahi, who works for the Department of Services for the Aging. She facilitates it with Janet Entine. And it's just a group where they talk about different events. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really it's a great group. And that's the first and third Thursday of every month. We have our social discussion group. That's on Thursdays at the Parkville branch of Great Neck Library in New Hyde Park. That's facilitated by Robin Tovell, who's one of our social workers. Then she also has a men's community group that she offers on Fridays. And speaking of men's community groups, Jerry, would you like to tell us about the famous Romeos?
Romeos are going to meet this coming Monday, 12 o'clock or so, over at the Atria on Cutter Mill Road. Question, will this be the only meeting for October?
No, they actually went out. The reminder cards went out this week, so you should be getting it in the mail.
Okay.
So it's due to the holiday. We had to switch the schedule around because normally it's the first and third Monday.
Week.
So it's going to be back-to-back Mondays.
Okay.
So it'll be the 10th and the 17th. So for everyone out there who wants to attend the 10th and the 17th at Atria Cutter Mill.
Yeah.
And it's really a great group. I mean, you guys have been going strong for many years now, and it's just wonderful. So
we have between 15 and 20 men who show up, and the Atria has been kind enough to provide coffee and tea. So it really makes for a very social afternoon.
Perfect.
Good for you.
So that's I'd recommend if anyone's interested, or if you're trying to get your husband out of the house and you want to send him somewhere, send him over the Romeos.
Right.
Also, we have a wonderful, the St. Francis Cardiac Screening Program will be, next stop is going to be at the Magnolia Gardens on October 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. it's really a great, great program. And I believe that the last one we had at Clinton G. Martin Park, they actually had some flu shots as well on deck. So people were able to get flu shots on the van, too. So if this date's convenient for you, if you're in the area, you can go in. You get a brief cardiac history, blood pressure, a simple blood test for cholesterol and diabetes screenings and education and referrals as needed. So that is Thursday, October 13th at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury. You know, and Judy Beiser was also talking about, you know, the open enrollment for Medicare is coming up on October 15th. And on Thursday, October 13th, there's going to be a program offered discussing all these changes at the Port Washington Senior Center at 10 a.m. to 11. So we really want to encourage people to go there and just find out, you know, what the changes are. And what is right for you, and kind of just, and you'll be able to ask private questions as well. There'll be time for that at the end. So I think that's definitely, we encourage people to do that and get informed, you know, because it's not everyone, different plans work for, you know, different people. So.
And the point is, you can't wait.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm learning, not that I'm on it, but I'm learning that you don't just wait till the day before and sign up for something, because it can cost you a tremendous amount of money if you make the wrong choice.
And, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, because when we talk about these programs, aren't even really aware, you know, that they have, you know, they just kind of just let it roll, keep rolling over, and not really finding out what is, you know, the best for them. So, and I think it ends December 7th, so you don't have that big of a window. I think it's from October 15th to December 7th. So definitely come down to Port Washington Senior Center and learn about that. I don't have the date offhand, but in November, we have a big joint advisory committee with all the different regions, and there's going to be a speaker talking about too. So we're just really trying to spread the word on it.
So then November has no advisory meetings?
Just the one. Big group advisory. Because we figured, you know, when we get these wonderful speakers, you know, you want to have a nice big audience and everyone can be on the same page with it.
Right,
so
that
we will definitely be promoting. We also have the caregiver support group. We really want to remind people about. Gail Sellis is our gerontologist, and she does a phenomenal job with it. And that's at Port Washington Senior Center. She's still looking for members to join up. That's on the first. That's on Tuesday, October 18th. It's usually two times a month, but because of the Jewish holidays, it was canceled one of them. But that's October 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So check that out if you are a caregiver or if you know someone that's a caregiver. Please let them know. And, you know, we are very timely. Our events are all going together. I have to laugh because in addition to, you know, our Medicare chat, we are having Color for the Health of It.
Oh, really? Okay.
Great.
Which is going to be on Thursday, October 27th. And I just love that title when I was making the promotional material. So that's a great title, Color for the Health of It. And it's going to be presented by Audrey Dinsdale, who is one of our social workers for Project Independence. It's, you know, she's really going to just, she's going to give out all the things and just really talk about how coloring helps relieve stress, improves your mood, promotes mindfulness, and the socialization factor is really nice. And the coloring sheets and pencils will be provided. But if you have your own stash that you are very, you know, you might have special pencils that you want to bring, you could bring that too. And that is going to be at the Roslyn Community Center on Thursday, October 27th from 11:15 to 12:15. And this, if it goes well, she's going to be doing this, you know, taking this on the road. So we're very, you know, we're very tied in.
That's amazing.
All things collided. So definitely, I think it's really great. Like, I have one of the coloring books.
Do you?
And, yes, I do. And I just love it. I'm always tempted to buy another one because I'm like, you know, you change the title and I'm like, oh,
now, what do you have? What kind?
I actually got one, Paula, who works at with me at the Department of Services for the Aging. When my grandfather had passed away, bought me one because it was a lost one. Yeah. So she got me one. But they have, like, for all different things. I mean, literally. And, like, you know, you really do because I was in the supermarket and they have a whole rack now of all different coloring books. Yeah. So it's and it's really cool. I think it's really great. And that these classes now go on, it's more than just, you know, the mindfulness. You're actually surrounding yourself with people doing this activity together. So it's really, it's definitely good. You know, everyone needs to relieve some stress. So I recommend it. Good. Never too old to color. So
and never too old
that's
to relieve stress.
That's right. Everyone's
that's
got stress.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's Thursday, October 27th, 11:15 to 12:15, and that's at the Roslyn Community Center.
What we're going to do, we're going to jump in here. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.